to news that U.S.-led forces have launched strikes against Iran-backed Houthi militant targets in Yemen. Now, this follows more than 2 months of attacks by the Houthis against international cargo ships and U.S. warships in the Red Sea. The strikes expand a Middle East conflict that U.S. officials have worked hard to contain. Joining me now, NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Hey there.
Hey, Mary Louise.
All right. What details do we have about what just happened?
Well, a defense official says there were strikes by the U.S. and Britain, include surface ships and submarines, as well as both Navy ship-based warplanes from the carrier USS Eisenhower, Air Force attack aircraft, along with British warplanes. And they say more than a dozen targets were hit. Targets include radar sites, drone launchers, drone storage sites, also missile sites, all designed, the official said, to degrade the ability of the Houthis to attack shipping. The official said the U.S. does not see this as an escalation of the Israeli-Gaza war, but a response to Houthi attacks on shipping. The U.S. and Britain, by the way, Mary Louise, are on standby to respond if there's any retaliation for these strikes on Yemen, which happened just, you know, not long ago.
Yeah. And why now? Why is the U.S., and it sounds like in partnership with the U.K., carrying out these strikes today?
Well, the Biden administration has been telegraphing possible retaliation against the Iranian-backed Houthi militants for, you know, 2 weeks now or so, with one senior official saying the Houthis would face consequences if these attacks continued. The official said President Biden met with his national security team back on New Year's Day to discuss options. Now, since November, the Houthis have targeted international cargo ships in the Red Sea, mounting more than two dozen drone and missile attacks. Some of the attacks have damaged ships, although U.S. warships have shut down many of the missiles and drones. And just this week, the Pentagon said the Houthis launched the largest attack yet, firing one-way drones, anti-ship cruise missiles, and many of them fell into the Red Sea. And 18 drones and missiles were shot down in this incident by a combined effort of warplanes from the Eisenhower, as well as strikes from other U.S. ships. So, again, they've been telegraphing that there'll be consequences, and the consequences came tonight.
Oh. I mean, I hear you emphasizing that the U.S. has been working hard to contain events in the Middle East, to not escalate. But obviously, based on what you're telling me, there's a lot going on, and the wider backdrop is war underway. The Israel-Hamas war. I mean, what does it mean when we try to think about these strikes and how they may or may not contribute to a widening regional war?
Right. Again, the administration is saying this is not a widening of the war. But let's face it, even before the oil strikes in Yemen tonight, we were seeing the regional conflict expanding. Iranian-backed militias have continued attacks on U.S. forces in Syria and Iraq, with the Pentagon logging, get this, 120 attacks since October. Hmm. And a recent assault in Erbil, Iraq, left three service members wounded, one critically injured with a head wound from shrapnel. And after its attack on Gaza, Israel has exchanged fire with Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon. Uh-huh. And more recently, of course, killed a senior Hamas official in Beirut. The United States, for its part, also killed a senior Iranian-affiliated militia leader in Baghdad, who the U.S. says was behind these attacks on U.S. forces in the country. So with this latest U.S. attack on mm-hmm. Yemen, what will it mean for Iranian proxies in the region? Will they increase their attacks on shipping for U.S. troops? Will Iran get involved? I think that's a concern going forward.
A key question and remains one. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, thank you.
You're welcome.